Welcome to Once in a Blue Moon, where we review movies and books through the feminist lens.
In this episode, we're going to be reviewing Lady Bird, the drama slash comedy that really kind of like took the stage in 2017. It was directed by Greta Gerwig. Is that how you say her name? Something like that. And a lot of people feel like it's the first feminist movie. I saw a lot of people say when I was doing research on this.
It's about a mother in Sacramento, California, who struggles to keep her family afloat after her husband loses his job. And she also maintains a bond with her daughter, who is just like her, determined, passionate, and deeply opinionated. And the basic plot of this movie is kind of, it's the ups and downs of the mother-daughter relationship and how her daughter goes to this Catholic school that her family can barely afford, and she has her struggles, but she also has her high points in her last year at the school before she graduates.
It's a very powerful movie. It shows the many things that most teenagers have to deal with, but in a very realistic way, especially like how teenage girls deal with things and the different phases and state and things they have to go through to reach like their peak, I guess.
And the main relationship that Christine / Lady Bird has in this movie is with her mother. They have a very turbulent relationship that ends up being better in the end of the movie. And
it's obvious that they love each other, but nothing is perfect. They hurt each other with careless words and actions, but then they also have heartwarming discussions. For example, the airport scene is important when Lady Bird is leaving to go to college and her mom like refuses to get out of the car and say goodbye to her.
Yeah.
But after Lady Bird gets on the plane, you see her mom like run in the airport to try and say goodbye to her. Also in the beginning of the movie, they're driving around listening to a book, and then at the end they cry about the book together, and then they try to have a discussion about it, but the conversation only lasts like 30 seconds before they start fighting again and Lady Bird jumps out of the car. They're two very headstrong women learning to express their feelings for each other. Like most teenage girls and their mothers, I don't think they really know how to have a healthy relationship at first. They have to figure that out like as they grow. For example, I have an okay relationship with my mom. I remember when I was like 13, we would always fight a lot, and I felt like she hated me. But now we're like better. I don't tell her a lot about my life, but I feel comfortable talking to her, and she feels comfortable talking to me.
I feel like that's the same with my relationship with my mom. When I was younger, I thought that she loved my sisters more than she loved me. Mm-hmm. And I thought that our relationship wasn't as significant as it actually was. And now I tell my mom everything. My mom is, like, the person that I go to for help. And, yeah.
Like, now as I'm older, I see, like, her sacrifices and everything that she's done for me and my siblings. And I kind of want to return that, like, favor, I guess, to her by not, like, I guess, sacrificing my own things. And you can tell that Lady Bird's mother cares about her deeply, but she just doesn't know how to express it. Probably because Lady Bird's mother had a abusive mom herself. And they probably didn't have a good relationship either. So another major theme of the movie was the social classes and geographical borders. Lady Bird's family is struggling to stay in the middle class, and with her mother being the main breadwinner and her dad dealing with depression, and he just got laid off from his job and he's struggling to find another one. It's very, I guess, relatable to me because my family has always struggled to stay in the middle class, and living in Sparta, it's kind of like, it's not a rich town, but it's, you can tell that people have money.
More money, yeah.
Yeah, and then like they have enough that they can afford to go on vacations. I go on vacation like every 3 years or so. It's just, I like that it's it makes it relatable to more people, I feel.
Yeah.
Because of, you can because see the struggles.
Yeah, because yeah, you can see the struggle of a family. And for example, in the movie, the father and the son were going off to the same job.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's just like an example of what a middle class person goes through.
Yeah.
And I mean, not that instance exactly, but something yeah. like that.
She, Lady Bird, trying to befriend the popular girl Jenna, lies about where she lives and says that her house is her first boyfriend's grandma's house, as you see in the movie, because of how ashamed she is. And I used to feel that way when I used to live in this apartment on Main Street. We would, instead of putting like my bus stop there, because I didn't want anyone to see where I lived, we put it so the bus stop was at my grandma's house.
Okay.
I wouldn't like having, I still don't like having people over because of just, I feel it's like embarrassing kind of to see how everyone has like a nice home and then I still live in like a small condo.
Yeah. I mean, I don't really as much relate to that, but I can kind of I have sympathy toward you, but because I live in a pretty nice neighborhood and I have a nice house, but I mean that doesn't, like, my dad still works his butt off and tries to provide for my family.
Now that my parents are separated, my mom's the main breadwinner and she works three jobs trying to have enough to keep like raising her three kids. And before my parents were separated, we still struggled with two incomes in the house.